All right, Dalton. It's the first win for the Doyle Hawk creation. Last year, beautiful car. It's a nice car now. Beautiful car comes out. It didn't quite work out the way you wanted it to. You worked some bugs through. I don't know whether you hit something over the winter or whether it just kind of came to you tonight. How do you explain your finish tonight?
Really, after last year, we struggled so hard with, like, everything we did. We just completely went the wrong way. And over the winter, we kind of sat down and sorted everything out and figured out what way we couldn't go and what way we thought we needed to go. And we made some changes to the car. And the car feels as stable as ever. And, I mean, it raced really good tonight. It felt good in traffic. It felt good out in the open. And, you know, it wasn't blister ship fast. It wasn't the fastest car here by any means. But it was quick enough and handled great and did the job tonight.
I have Schartner behind you. Granted, you couldn't see how many laps there were, but you could at least see who was behind you. Were you any worry whatsoever? The track champ behind you, at least the second half of the way.
Well, he pulled up alongside me when we got a yellow about halfway through, so I knew he was there and I knew he was trying to play with my head. But I was pretty comfortable with the way the car was driving. And David Danzer was down in turn three, and he come running down and gave me the thumbs up, let me know that I was running good. And I figured, you know what, the worst is going to happen. I'm going to get passed. So I just ran my line and drove the thing as hard as I could, and worked out.
New cars are great and everything, but especially on this side of the pits, you pretty much have a hedger or you've got an FFB. You've got pretty much one of a kind thing, so it almost makes your job twice as hard when you want to see what direction to go, like you're talking about last year.
Yeah, Ray Hedger's helped me out a little bit because I always ran a hedger car, and he's a great guy. And, you know, I kind of went to him for some advice on some stuff that I thought would work, and he pointed me in the right direction. And you know, between him and Joey Hawksby and a lot of just great people that absolutely helped me out, you know, more than I could ever imagine or ask for, and that's what's gotten me here.
Granted, you just came off a win, but there's got to be room for improvement. Improved already leaps and bounds from last season, but where do you see the most improvement that can be still made for this year?
I'm hoping to find a lot of speed left. I mean, the car was good tonight, but I don't think it was good enough, and, like, everybody's been coming over and congratulating me and thinking we've got it pretty much wrapped up, but I keep telling everybody, well, we'll see what happens next week. I mean, tonight was just our night. Everything kind of played out into our hands, but I know we weren't the fastest car here, and I'm going to work on some more things and, you know, just go from there. There's a lot of ideas I want to try. Yeah.
Just a quick touch on off turn four, the one accident with that took out Magner. Was there contact with you and him?
I felt light contact. I was in there. He slid up the track a little bit, and I got in there on him. And I think it was just a mixture of me coming up and him coming down, and we made contact that was real light, and he ended up going around. And I felt bad, and it was not intentional by any way, shape, or form, but there was a little bit of contact there. It was completely not intentional. I thought I was clear him, and it was just a case of two cars racing for the same piece of real estate and both kind of going in separate directions in the track.
And on that restart that you took the lead there, about a half lap into it, you looked really good.
Yeah, Jason was... didn't look like he was on tonight, and it was actually fairly easy to get a run on him. I kind of dropped back a little bit, and coming off turn two, I just had a ton of drive. I picked the throttle up early through the center and was able to just pull right down and clear him going into three.
Who would you like to thank for your win tonight?
I'd like to thank my crew, Jesse, Dennis, my mother, father, Jonna, and all my sponsors who unfortunately are not on the car tonight because it didn't get lettered in time. Thank you, Mr. Van Leuven. And so all my sponsors, Lake Ontario, Prompt Care, Mentor Oswego County Ambulance, Labatt Blue, El Romano Rifle Company, Slice and Go Deli, Dew's Artisanal Pizza Shop. I don't know. I'm sure I'm missing a bunch of them. I'm just...
Hey, you're a disadvantage for that, too. Usually guys can just walk around the car. You've got nothing.
Exactly. That's what I'm missing.